Hello and welcome. This is Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing, and I'm Connie Reagan Green. Today, I'd like to talk about the idea that everyone can learn to become a marketer. I've said many times that during the years I was active in real estate, that I knew so little about marketing, even though I had taken two college-level courses in marketing in order to sit for the broker's exam, I still knew so little about it and didn't put things into action that I had learned. I almost didn't understand the meaning of the word, and that's exactly what we're discussing on Prestabilius Excellence in Marketing. So I'll share with you something that's coming up local for me. I do a lot of volunteer work. I'm involved with a lot of nonprofits and service organizations. And this coming weekend is the Cowboy Festival in one of the cities that I live in. And at the Cowboy Festival, the Rotary group that I'm connected with, that's an international service organization, they have a stand. So it's kind of a little storefront that's put up for the 3 days of the festival. And we'll be selling peach cobbler, homemade peach cobbler, a la mode or not, as well as pulled pork sandwiches. So I'll be there volunteering, but I'll also be marketing. Now, part of this is sales. Yes, I want to make eye contact with people as they walk by our little stand, and I want to smile at them. I want to make that connection, that human connection with them. Why? Primarily because I'd like them to come over and decide if they want to have this peach cobbler. Some people take it home. It's so good. We've done it for 3 years now. Or maybe they want a pork sandwich. Maybe they just want the ice cream. We serve that as well. And all of the money goes for the projects that we do locally and internationally with Rotary. So the money goes to a good cause. None of the volunteers are paid. The money to purchase the items to prepare these food items is all donated by club members and other people in the community. So it's a wonderful cause. But besides that, I'm also marketing. I'm also promoting Rotary. I want people to ask me, Rotary, I've seen that. What does it mean? What does Rotary do? What is it about? And that gives me a chance to give a very short explanation. I'll say that we do work both locally within the community and internationally, and that the mission of Rotary is to bring clean water to people who do not have it, primarily in Africa and also in South America. And also, our biggest project is to eradicate polio from the planet. We started back in 1985, long before I knew what Rotary was about. The World Health Organization laughed at us. But now, with the help of Bill and Melinda Gates, we're using some of the money they received from Warren Buffett, we're one or two countries away from having this horrible, horrible disease eradicated from the planet. And people are very excited to hear something about that, whether they've ever known someone with polio or not. So this is an example of an opportunity in the community, and you have these opportunities every single day as a business owner and a marketer. You do. You have that chance to connect with people and share a little about yourself, a little about what you're doing. So part of it is sales, part of it is persuasion, but it all comes under the big umbrella of marketing. So let's take a look at what you might be involved in your workday as I am. So every day I'm writing, I'm creating, I'm mentoring, I'm learning. So let's take a look at the writing. Everything that we write has the potential to persuade and sell others in a way that is cloaked as marketing, but in a positive way. So I may talk about the use of PLR, private label rights content. I'm a big proponent of it. I purchase quite a bit of it, and I use, I'm going to say, 90% of it. So it's very, very valuable to my business. And when I talk about it in my writing, when I discuss it, I'll give some examples. And I might even say, what you're reading right now is based on a PLR article that I purchased. I rewrote it a little bit. I'm adding my own details and information and personal touch here, but it's PLR. you may want to take a look at where I purchased it, and here's the link. So I'm able to do that. So that's writing. What about speaking? Right now, I'm speaking on Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing, the podcast. So I'm able to talk about a variety of things. I may want to send you to one of my main sites. I have ConnieReaganGreen.com, and I have HugeProfitsTinyList.com. So that's me marketing where you can find out more about me. So take every opportunity to speak. I speak locally. I speak across the United States and North America and Canada, and also in Europe. I've spoken in Asia. My goal is to speak in more and more global locations over time. London is one of my favorite cities in the world. I'm going to say it has to be at the top of my list for cities outside of the U.S., and I will invite myself, talk about marketing, I will invite myself to speak at events that are hosted regularly there for authors. That's a wonderful audience for me because I've written over 20 books. So speaking is a wonderful way. You can do it on a teleseminar. Right now, I'm doing this in my home office in Santa Barbara, and nobody's around. I've made sure that the dogs won't bark, and it's very quiet at my house. So you can do this alone, or you can speak in front of a huge group. You can speak in front of 50 people, hundreds of people, or thousands of people over time. What about creating, when you're creating information products, creating courses? Can you learn to be a marketer with that? Yes, because you're sharing more about yourself, about your resources, and about different things that you use within your own business. So whether that's products or courses or tools or whatever it happens to be, PLR, I consider a tool that helps me, allows me to do the business more quickly, more easily, and with writing that's far above the quality of what I write at. I am okay with my writing, but I don't have that advanced writing skill and style that the PLR writers do. They're usually very highly educated, and they're very thrilled to do writing for hire. So they're paid for the writing. They're not marketers. That's not their goal. So when you're creating something, see how you can add marketing into the mix. Sharing, that's something I do every day. Sharing is marketing. You've heard sharing is caring. Sharing is caring, and it's marketing. So you want to let people know who you are, what you do, how you can serve them. It's always about serving other people. That has to be number one. And what it will lead to for them. So get used to that idea when you meet people. Ask them about themselves. And once they start telling you about themselves, you know how you can market to them. I run into people every week, I won't say every day, but every week, that are involved with something, either getting started with it or an ongoing basis, where there is something that I can do to help them by marketing. So I'll give you a recent example of that. A couple that I've known for about 2 to 3 years, I guess, I knew that the husband is an attorney, but I didn't know what he specialized in. Well, it turns out that even though he lives in the United States and is a U.S. citizen, all of his clients, 100% of his clients, live in Canada, and he's helping them with investments where a Canadian citizen is able to invest in an American company with his help. And I don't understand the rules and regulations of it, but there are many. And so this is his specialization. So when I finally found that out, because I asked the couple, I was at their home for dinner, and I said, I know you're an attorney, but I don't know what you specialize in. Could you tell me about it? And when he told me this, I listened, I waited, and then I said, I know quite a few people who are living in Canada and are Canadian residents and citizens who perhaps would be interested in investing in a company in the United States. Perhaps it's something they have never even thought of. Would it be beneficial for me to connect you with some of them? And he said, well, yes, that could be a possibility because I have lots and lots of business. So that isn't why I need it, but I always love to meet more people that I can serve. So I wanted to serve him. I wanted to serve people that I know that don't even know that I'm thinking of them. And his goal is also to serve people. So that's a way that I was able to market what I do, because in my previous life as a teacher and real estate broker and appraiser, I didn't know people who were citizens of other countries and residents of those other countries. I only knew people who had come to the U.S. to live. So I just want you to have an open mind, realize that everyone can learn to become a marketer and that it's beneficial for you. You must think of yourself first and the people you're serving. Put the people you're serving up on a pedestal next to you. As you serve yourself, you serve them. And that will be an excellent way to go through your life and career with entrepreneurship, whatever aspect of authorship, entrepreneurship, publishing, whatever it is that you're doing. And I would love to hear from you. I'm hearing from more and more people. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast. And I will be sharing my thoughts and beliefs and experiences on a regular basis. Right now I'm doing this a couple of times a month. And I just want to help you change your thinking so that you're more open to possibilities. I believe that too many people stay silent. They don't share who they are, what they need and want, and how they could serve someone else with all of the things falling into place like a puzzle. So I want your puzzle of marketing to come together, and I want you to get the word out, get your message out to the world using various marketing strategies. This is Connie Reagan Green from HugeProfitsTinyList.com with another episode of Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing.